This is the day that the Lord hath made. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. Yes, I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah, God bless you. You may be seated. Just wanted to get the announcements and all these good things out of the way before it comes a train wreck in here. So we're looking at the crochet class on the 17th at 6 p.m. And there's going to be music practice for the kids next Thursday on the 21st at 7 o'clock p.m. And then the bonfire at Caleb and Andrea's on the 29th. And at what time? What time is that?
The bonfire?
6:30.
That sounds good.
That's a, and so we've got a letter from Jamie and Tina Young and Trevor, Brother Trevor. It says, Brother Moore and the entire bride body, thanks so much for the beautiful floral arrangement you sent to Jamie following his surgery. They really lifted his spirits. We appreciate every prayer that has been spoke. We tune in every night, every week, and appreciate your prayers for Trevor, too. May God bless you all. Love your Kentucky family. And we love them. We love them so much.
Amen.
You know, it's, you know, the, you know, that scripture says, you know, we don't rejoice so much more, you know, so much over just the blessings, but I rejoice over seeing my name in the book. You know, when your name's on the book, you're on somebody's will. You're in somebody's whole movement and whole plan. And you know, it doesn't matter, you know, what what you think you're lacking today. Doesn't matter how you feel. Brother, I just love how Brother Jay said it. He said, I'm not here to care about your feelings.
Amen.
I care about what really matters the
Amen.
Most. And touching Jesus is really the only thing that
only
ever
thing.
Mattered. What
Amen.
You do for Christ is the only thing that's ever going to be remembered anyway. So
Everything
whatever it is you come in
away.
Here with, it's going to get knocked off.
Thank you.
Amen.
You know, praise God for that, you know,
Amen.
That he smacks and swats them demons off. Because, you know, we come in here with baggage. We come in here what we thought it should have been.
Amen.
Lay your thinking down.
Lay it down.
This morning, this is truly the day
Amen.
That the Lord has made.
Traditions of man.
Sister Joy.
Amen. Amen. I like that. Amen.
I'm just going to go ahead and sing.
Amen.
For God.
Well,
although I'm tired today, but, you know. I have to push myself because if I don't, nobody gonna push for me.
Amen.
You know. So like this life is always like, you know, like my soul is perfect, my soul is intact and equipped with this word, but this flesh is just struggling. So then, yeah. like my prayer every day, I said, Lord, please come. You know, because I thought not like. I know also that you guys are tired too, you know, like, because me, I'm struggling. What is this thing? Time is goes so very fast.
Yes.
And then like even if I'm not working and then I just want to go home and then do my housework, but it's not, the only thing, it's not enough. I said, what is this, Lord? But, you know, I said, Lord, I'm so thankful that you wake me up always, you know, always every morning. And it's, you know, it's obvious that you're not through with me. So I said, I'm just going to use this energy, whatever, you know, or you know, just like the other day,
Amen.
I went to this garage sale and I thought, okay, there's a sign. So I went and, oh my goodness, there is this lady, again, Amish lady that, she is the sister-in-law of my other friend that I got to meet her. And I said, and I said, oh my God, this is, she is selling all this bread and all kinds of stuff. I said, oh my God, makes me hungry, but thank you anyway. And she said, why don't you have this loaf of bread? I said, what? And she says, yeah, go ahead. So I took it.
Yes.
And I said, do you know Rhoda Hackman? And she says, yeah, she's my sister-in-law. I said, oh my God. I said, all Rhoda's family, I got to meet them, like three of them already. I said, oh wow, Lord, they are just part of my collection. So I'm happy
That's
that
right.
God is still using me, you know? And so I said, well, why praise God?
Amen.
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 Oh my.
Yes,
Lord. The splendor of a king. In majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great is our God. Age to age he stands. Time is in his hand, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. And the Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. Our God. see how great, how great is our God.
Amen.
The name above all names, worthy of our praise. My heart will sing how great is our God.
We serve is so great. He's a mighty God.
Amen.
Amen. You know, what you said is so true. Only what you do for Christ will last. You know, it doesn't matter what stage of life you're in. Satan will always keep you busy, always keep you on something else. But there's nothing we do in this world, Lord, other than what we do for Christ that'll last. And what do we do for Christ? We praise Him.
Praise
we worship Him.
Yes.
And we manifest Him in everything we do. And you don't work it up.
No.
It just happens. Brother Moore always says, God pulled the fast one on you. Last night I went and bought a piece of carpet I didn't even need. Met a man, reminded me of Doug. So sweet, so gentle, Amen. And such just a loving spirit about him. And I said, I came here just for one thing. Didn't even need that piece of carpet. Didn't need it. Got home and said, I can't even use it. And I said, God, you're something else. God wants all these traditions
yes.
out of the way. You know, Jesus said it. Brother Branham said it. The Word says it. What more can you say? He wants all that gone.
Yes.
He just wants us to praise Him from our hearts.
Yes.
Just
That's
manifesting
it.
From our hearts.
Submit.
Automatically.
Yes.
I love that. Just live.
Just live.
And when I just live, I'm manifesting.
Yes.
When I just live, I'm fulfilling the scripture for
Amen.
My day. They fulfilled the scripture for their day.
Yes.
And it all comes together.
Yes.
And God has a purpose for every
my.
Step, everything we do. Just live. Just give up.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, sister.
Amen. I just want to say how grateful I am to be here once again. I'm not sure really how this applies, but something I've noticed is, you know, they talk about for us to have a push. And sometimes when the circumstances are piled up, I know for me, I look at the circumstance, I'm like, how am I going to push? You know, there's all this in front of me. But what I find is that when you get that notion that you should push because the Word tells you this is the direction you should go. And even when you think the circumstances are too big and I push anyways, we overcome and we get to the other side. And that's
Amen.
Part of it is it's kind of like it's not a real wall. The circumstances may look like a real wall and it may right. look insurmountable, but God has given us that ability to go right through it. If we believe in Him, have that faith and we push, He lifts yeah. us up because Amen. We're weak alone.
That's
but
right.
when we do that push, He's like, okay, you got the faith. I'm gonna lift up that push, and I'm gonna make it through the other side with
that's
you.
That's right. That's right.
And that's what I wanted to share, because that's something that he showed me on how I'm making it through when I don't think I can, when I want to lay down, or when I just want to just give up. He's like, no, just keep walking.
Yeah.
And you just keep walking, and I'm gonna make it to the finish line. So he's already seen it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Kevin. God bless you, sister. Hey,
you're putting your quarter on.
Got to get up here fast, boy. I tell you that. First thing I want to do is address the body. Thank you for giving Sway her flowers. She told me to tell you guys she really appreciates it. She's doing well. She's in pain, but you know, I told her just take it day by day. God's got it. You know, I'm here to help her. So you know, I don't worry about it. The next thing I want to talk about is Wednesday night. I got to listen to the service, and you know, it really struck me a lot, because sitting in the garage, my little man cave. So, got to listen to the service. Got to listen to Brother Stephen J. His name back there, AJ. The three things that stood out to me, or the one thing that stood out to me when those three brothers got up, is that having a revelation from God is the key to, this is the key. You have to have revelation, because. Man can't give this to you. You can't. Right. God has to really reveal this to you, because that's the only thing that's going to last. So coming here and just being buddy-buddy to your friends, stuff like that, ain't going to get it. That ain't going to cut it. That ain't going to cut it. I mean, you're just wasting your time. You really are. If God doesn't reveal it to you, you might as well just go somewhere else, because this ain't the place for you. And I thank God that God revealed it to me. I'm not coming here for my friend. I'm not coming for my mom. I'm not coming for my dad.
Right.
God's revealed this to me. His word is real to me. It is. It's real to me. I believe this word 100%. Even if I don't quite get it, you know, I said, God, two times you revealed it to me. You know what, I thank God for that, because man cannot give this to you. I think about that every single day. Like, man cannot give this to you at all. It has to be personally revealed to you. It has to be.
Yes.
And once you get that, no one can take that away from you.
Amen.
You can't. I just thank God for that. I love that, and I just wanted to say that. So.
Amen.
God bless you. You know, if you don't think God's in the house,
amen.
I just wanted to share something with you. You know, Sister Joy, she sang Splendor of the King. I wrote that down. That's what I was going to sing.
Amen.
You know? So God's in this place.
Amen.
You know? We're just not used to being so tuned into him, and him just being in his fullness on us. Just let it go.
Amen.
Just give up. And, you know, that's kind of what I want to sing right now, if we can.
Sister Moore wants to.
Oh, Sister Moore?
Sorry. She put her name in the left.
I'm in the mood. I'm so glad to be here. I don't know what to do. You know, if you overcome by the word of your testimony, I'm just going to go ahead and overcome.
Amen.
Now, I want to do something that I haven't done for a while. Yes. But you know, when you get up, you get a little dry. Hey, man, I think it's nerves.
Yeah.
So I hear that David went to the house of God and he got the showbread and he ate it. So I'm a little dry, so I'm going to get you another drink of water. And if I can get a G,
amen.
I just wanna let the devil know where I am.
Yes.
Sometimes it don't look like it. It's working, but it's working. It's
amen.
Working. Sometimes you don't feel like it's working, but it's working.
It's working. Can't go by feeling.
Something within me that holds the ring. Yes, Lord. It's something within me. Oh, it vanishes pain. Something within me. Well, I cannot explain. I cannot explain. But all that I know is just something within me. Something within me, it holdeth the rain. Oh, hallelujah. Something within me, he banished all of my pain. Hallelujah. Something within me, I cannot explain. Okay, stop. my voice is gone. Okay. But you know what? Burn it till you burn it up. Hey, God is glory. I give him the glory. Sister Judy and I went to the art place. We were in a show together. And I love being with the bride.
Amen.
And so we went to pick one.
Yes.
And she got a phone call, didn't she, sister? And she said the little boy, her grandson, went in.
Oh.
Well, you need a microphone.
Get the lady a mic. Wait a minute.
He had fallen out of a grocery cart. He's 2 years old, probably bouncing around in the grocery cart. But anyway, he had fallen out of the grocery cart. They had taken him to ER. So, you know, my granddaughter, she's about 7-8 months pregnant, our granddaughter is. Anyway, you know, she is very upset and emotional, and I had stepped away from the booth, and Sister Moore had answered the call, and so when I come back, she hands me the phone, and then all of this come about, you know, about the grandchild. But wasn't just the grandchild hadn't fallen, also a cousin, she's pregnant. She's due probably in a couple of months or so. But she was having problems also. I mean, it's like everything's rolling in. We're sitting here, you know, and and you know, it's God. It's God in flesh. And,
yes.
And I thank God for, you know, having Sister Moore there with me. We just bound that spirit. I felt completely at ease with everything.
Amen.
I wasn't worried. I wasn't concerned. I knew God was on the scene. Well, the little boy, they released him. They did the scans. They released him. He went home. My cousin, she's home. As far as her baby, of course, they want to keep it in the oven a little bit longer. But, you know, everything has turned out wonderful. But, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about ever since Brother Jeremiah had preached on identification,
yes.
I have been so excited about identification.
Yes.
You know, it's just been moving and rolling around in me. And I just think about all the identification, how they had to identify through every age, coming through the identification for every year, or for every, anyway, I was thinking about that, and I was just so excited with
Amen.
It, and I'm so glad, so proud to be identified Amen. With this body, and I love every one of you.
Yes.
I think about you all the time, and I thought, oh, this time I'm going to get away with no tears. But you know what? These are not sad tears.
No.
These are happy tears. These are tears because I know who I am.
Yes.
I know what God's done for me. And so it excites me. And I'm telling you, you know, I can just be walking around and that identification is just flowing out of me.
Right.
And you know, and it's not just identification for me. You know, it's identification for my loved ones too.
Yes.
That's just like, you know, Amen. If we're going to a wedding and we're invited, we're identifying with that bride. We're identifying with that groom. We're identifying with them. And you know, our loved ones identify with us through us. And I'm so grateful to be able to know who I am and to be able to stand and know that when I step out here, wherever I go, whatever I do, if they can identify with me, they get to go too.
That's right.
And I'm just so full, so excited. I'm so privileged to be a part of this and so blessed. You know, it's not the material things that bless me. It's these things. This word of God that comes across, that's where my blessings are at.
Amen.
And I'm grateful, I'm thankful, and I just...
Amen.
I'm ready to pop. Thanks for getting me going.
The phone rang. We were sitting at the table, sitting there eating, getting ready to eat. The phone rang, like the little boy in Brother Branham's time that died, and they couldn't get hold of Brother Branham, and they prayed, and the little boy came back to life. So when we were sitting there at the booth and the phone call came, we didn't have to go get God. We just joined hands right there and said, let us bind.
Yes.
And then one thing we said in the prayer, and that's why I'm up here. I said, Lord, when you move, give me something to brag about. I said, I'll be careful to give you the praise and to give you the glory. And that's
Amen.
All.
Amen. Amen.
I just wanted to get up here because, you know, I'm just so grateful for how the word can change your mentality. You know, when you're having a rough morning, how you can just, you know, think about the word. You can come to church, you can hear the testimonies, and, you know, just put you in a better mood. Amen. And I also have been thinking a lot, you know, with identification, how I do identify with this word. And one of the things that I just want to do all the time is get myself out of the way. So I'm forcing myself up here. That's why I dropped in front of my mom before I could chicken out, because I want to just force myself all the way. And I want to have my husband come up here and sing a song with me.
Amen. Wow. Amen. So, amen. Amen.
He knows the name of the song. It's that one that we sang last time. I don't remember what it's called.
Thankful to be identified to. Amen. You know, John, he reads the scripture to me every morning. I read along. And there was something that stood out to me the other day. And Christ went to, I think it's in Matthew, I don't know the scripture, but Christ went into the unbelievers where the little girl had died. And when he stood there, he said, he kicked everybody out. And he said, Father, I know you always hear me. Always hear me. Mm. And I thought, that's the Son of Man the first time. But I'm the Son of Man the second time, and Christ always hears me.
Yes.
He always hears our prayer.
Yes.
And you're just talking about that, stirred that up in me, and I wanted to share it so that it would help you, because he always Amen. Hears us. He cares.
Amen. Oh, my goodness.
Thousand times I've failed, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond. Above all else, my purpose remains. The art of losing myself in bringing you praise. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. Hey, my heart and my soul, Lord, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace. To love you from the inside out. Everlasting, your light will shine when all. Never ending, your glory goes beyond all fame. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out, Lord. My soul cries out, everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond. And the cry of my heart is to bring you praise from the inside out, Lord. My soul cries out from the inside out, Lord. My soul cries out, Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Around here, you better jump. You better jump. I thank God. I thank God. When I was on my way to church, you know, there's a true oneness here, because I was thinking about identification too. I love this word. I got to walk with God yesterday. I got to be with the body. And that's Brother Moore. He gives us so many nuggets. The brothers, when they preach, they give us so many nuggets. Because when you're with God, you just get to that true fellowship. There's that oneness, and it's so beautiful.
And I wanted to say I thank God because he's brought my friend through surgery. He brought my Sway through surgery. I thank God he brought Trevor through surgery. He brings me through day by day.
Amen.
And I praise God that I can just use what I have. And it brings me through, and I have a joy in my heart, and I can be in my garden and be happy, but I Amen. Get something when I push and get here.
Thank Amen.
God. Amen. Yes, yes,
yes, yes. You know, what I love about this, too, is it's not just us identifying with the Word. It's the Word identifying with us.
That's right.
You know, it's a oneness in here, and it's a leadership in here. And, you know, think about that personal revelation that we have. And that personal revelation ties you into the leadership of that local assembly.
Yes.
You know, you're not off on your own somewhere. That's the very proof that you have the leadership, as a matter of fact. If, right. if you're going off on your own somewhere, then it just goes to show you something yeah. wrong there somewhere.
Something wrong.
I remember Brother Moore talking years ago about, he said, Lord, you know, I'm saying this, and they're going this way, and what's wrong? He said, well, you know, they don't have the right leadership. Mm-hmm. Something wrong there somewhere. You know, and we read the quote many a times, you know, where Brother Bram said, Christ personally revealed to you right. is the new birth. When Amen. He's personally revealed to you, and you know, of course, I think of my mind's everywhere this morning. Just think, I was reading leadership this morning a little bit about Brother Bram talking about leadership. Then I, of course, got over into Romans 8, and I was thinking about, because I was thinking about Paul the other day. You know, Paul, there's no better person right about condemnation than Paul, because I was thinking that man murdered Christians, murdered believers.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that didn't go away. His memory didn't fade away and just
right.
disappear. And yet he was converted, and no doubt he had to deal with that. But he yeah. was talking about just condemnation and things and how you overcome. And I thought, well, what a man. But you look at us. This is the most powerful group, Brother Moore,
Amen.
That there's ever been.
That's the truth.
Never been a job like this to Amen. Be done.
Never.
And, you know, just so happy to be a part of it. Amen. You know, and I was thinking about Romans 8, and I'm going to do something different because I'm going to read it
Amen.
Today, actually.
Amen.
Because I was fighting with myself. I thought, nah, I'm not going to read it. Come I am going to read it. And then I thought, Lord, if I read it, where would you even stop?
Amen.
Where would you start?
Amen.
Where would you stop?
First one.
So I thought, Lord, have mercy. But I want to read it because it's
Amen.
Beautiful. Because I was looking at Paul. Because the thing is, brothers and sisters, we're not in the flesh.
Oh, my.
That's long gone anyway. That's not even in the story anymore.
Oh,
you're born again. You're following up the Spirit. It's like, you know, Dawn just said, we follow the Word.
That's it.
All I've got in me. I'm ordained to see through. And I'm going to read this, and we'll see what God stops, and I don't know. Because I was thinking, Lord, if I start, I don't even know where to stop.
Come
I don't
on.
Know anything. He said, don't even worry about that. Nope. So I'm going to start with Romans 8.
Just do
Amen.
It.
And Paul said, there is therefore now.
Come on,
now,
come
I thought
on.
About that, and I thought, now, Lord, through the age, and I'll try my best. But I got time. I don't even want to get nervous over the clock. Give me just a little bit of time to get this off of me. But I was thinking about that, and I thought, you know, even through the ages, Brother Moore, they didn't know they was even fulfilling Scripture.
Come on.
Right?
They had no clue at all. They were just going through. And sometimes it's good to have a little bit, you know, not have all this knowledge. Because the more you know, you think, oh, you know, I gotta do this, and I got to do. They didn't know anything about anything
about
anything. They simply just lived and walked, and God knew what needed to be done.
Yeah.
It was God in them fulfilling it. It had nothing to do with them looking and thinking, well, Martin Luther said, well, I got to, you know, go do this, and I got to start, the, you know, the Reformation. He didn't have a clue about that. But, you know, but yet they went through that, and they didn't have this revelation that we've got today.
Amen.
They didn't know that there wasn't no condemnation. They still went through with their memories and problems they went through in everyday life and hoping and wishing and thinking somehow, some way I'll make it. But not now.
Amen.
This is good. There is therefore now no condemnation to them. It's a specific group of people.
Yes.
I'll never get through this whole thing.
No, you won't.
I'll never get. I'm just trying to get through. It's like, oh, to them. There's a specific group that's ordained to go through this.
Amen.
There's a group that is ordained to go all the way. She's ordained to fulfill the Word of God. She's ordained to manifest the Word of God. There's nothing else I can even do. It's not even up to me.
Come on.
I don't care how much I think. I don't care how many distractions I come across. There is nothing in this world. There's no thoughts. There's no condemnation.
Come on.
There's no problems I run to. Nothing.
Nothing.
Will stop me or deter
Nothing.
Me from fulfilling
Amen.
The Word of God for
Nothing.
My day.
Amen.
I don't care what it is. I don't care what you come up against. You might as well just die.
Hey,
you might as well just give up.
Give up.
You might as well just push those thoughts aside because it's not going to stop it. We've already
Amen.
Done it. I look back. I've already fulfilled it. I've already done it. There's nothing that's going to stop me moving forward.
Amen.
God help me.
Amen.
I don't even want to walk. I want to jump. I want to scream. Okay. God help me to get through this. Okay. Stay to them. Still. Still in the first one. It's like, Okay. Let me hear. Focus in.
Amen.
To them. Well, here we go. Which are in Christ.
In Christ.
I'm not in the flesh, brother.
No.
I'm not any. I'm in Christ. Who walk.
Amen.
Not after.
Come on.
The flesh.
But
you can't walk after the flesh, brothers and sisters. I don't care what. You can't do it. It's impossible. If it were possible, it would deceive the very least. But it's not even possible for me to do anything else but follow the leadership that's been set before me.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, focus.
Come on.
But after the Spirit. I follow after the Word. It's the only thing I've got, brother. At your new birth, that takes care of everything else. Right. At your new birth, everything else is settled at that point in time. You're simply walking by revelation. Now, God will correct you and things like that, but he's not correcting your soul.
That's right.
He's correcting this outward house.
Yes.
You know, when you're talking about a peace of mind, that peace of mind is not just for the inward man. It flows out through this outward
house. That's right.
The outward man gets the benefits of it, because when my spirit's going crazy, my flesh is going crazy, that control tower calls to me. Cause of that command, and I yield myself
Amen.
To it. And even, let me tell you something else.
That's how it works.
So the combination not an issue. Even when God convicts you of something. Now, he may convict you of the same thing 1,000 times over.
Amen.
He may convict you, give you everything you need to get through. The next day, you grab that same most stupid cookie. And he'll say, now, you know, I told you yesterday not to do it, and you do it again. Don't stop there. Keep pushing. It'll be all right. You'll be fine.
Amen.
Praise God. I make the two.
Yeah.
Okay.
God.
Just cut me off, Isaiah, whenever you're ready. You're the policeman. For the law of the Spirit of the life in Christ Jesus hath made me free. If I could just shout and scream from the law of sin and death to the law of unbelief. I can't unbelieve this thing. You can't unbelieve this thing. I don't care what it is. You can't do anything else but believe the word of God. As Dawn said, he always hears me. I can't tell you about anything else. I can't speak for anybody. I can only speak for the personal revelation that's been revealed to me. He always hears me. He always hears me. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, for unbelief, for that own nature, condemn that unbelief in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law be fulfilled in us.
Amen.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Yes,
that's all I'm doing. I'm walking after the Spirit. I'm walking after the Word of God. Every day I pick it up, I put it down, I fulfill it. I get up every morning, I rise up, I go to work, I meet people, I buy my rugs, I do whatever it is, whatever that leading follows me.
Amen.
Does get the job done. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh.
That's right.
But they. I love it.
Come on.
It's always a specific group that he's talking to, brother.
Come on.
He's always separated.
Oh, yeah.
He's always dividing unbelief from the believers.
That's right.
He's always
done.
God is the biggest discriminator we've said there's ever been. He's always discriminated against. He's never, ever one of the unbelievers. They are simply fodder for the burning. They're here to simply help you fulfill what you need to be.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God help me.
My.
They do mind the things of the flesh, for they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. I'm so glad I'm spiritually minded.
I am.
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. It's life. It's me just living.
Yeah.
It's just me walking. It's just me manifesting. Yeah. And it's peaceful. It bears peaceful fruits, Brother Moore. Every day in my life, it's peaceful fruits. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
Yes.
It's Antichrist.
Right. Yeah.
Like I said, anything you do outside of what's been preached here, the leadership that God's given us here, the pastor's ordained to see us through.
That's right.
He's ordained to see us through. It doesn't matter. It's the office, Brother Moore. If Brother Moore sat down today and handed it over, the pastor's still ordained
That's
to
right.
see you through.
Amen.
It's ordained that way. You can't get away from it.
It's headship.
For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Can't even bet that. That unbelievable is impossible.
Amen.
I made it today. I'm doing good. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Can't please God.
They can't please God no matter what they do. I'm not in the flesh. I can't do anything but please God.
Amen.
Without faith, it is impossible, to please God.
Without revelation.
So those that are in the flesh can't please God no matter what they do. But ye, us, a specific group of people, ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, if you're born again,
amen.
You get your new birth. Don't worry about trying to figure it out whether he's there, whether he's not. He's there. He only comes one time. That soul can only do one thing. It either believes the word of God or it cannot believe the word. It's not a gray area in this, Brother Moore. It's not an optional thing in this. If you've been born again, that's all you. Figure that out first. Get that under control first. Amen. The rest of it will be all right. Amen. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
That's right.
If you don't have a new birth, you're none of his anyways.
That's right.
I'm sorry for taking so long. This is exciting. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, because of unbelief, but the Spirit is alive because of righteousness.
Yes.
But the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you.
God himself.
That's it.
He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. Get that right first. You'll be all right. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. But if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die.
That's right.
But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live.
Amen.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they, that specific group, they are, not will be, not might be, not can be, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again in fear. I'm not in bondage. I'm not in fear. You can't push that off on me. Perfect love cast out fear. I've got a revelation. You can't. I don't even care what it is. Catch my hand in the cookie jar and try to lay it to my charge. I'd rebuke the socks off you.
That's right.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba Father.
Yes.
The Spirit is still bear witness with our spirit. It bear witness our spirit. It's a revelation. I come in here, identify with the body, it identifies back with me. It just shows who I am.
Oh my.
That we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. It so be that we suffer with him. Yeah, you're going to suffer. You're going to get through this without suffering. You better push.
Amen.
You better press.
Right.
You better push on.
Right.
You're not going to get this just sitting down and just playing games with this thing,
Amen.
Brother. It's a, every day.
It's
Paul
a
said you die daily.
Every day.
You have to push every single
every day.
Day. You know, Brother Ram says it's not a picnic.
No.
It's a battlefield out here. It's the greatest battle that's ever been fought, that's ever going to be fought. It's the last age. It's the final voice. But God's given you everything you need to get through this.
He's made the way.
We're sealed.
That we may also be glorified together. I don't even know. For I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not even worthy, to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Amen.
You look what God's revealed us, Brother Moore.
Look
at all this we see. Ooh. We don't even question our loved ones. We don't question anything. We don't question where we're going. Hell's not even an option
it's
for
not
us.
An option.
Oh, my. But
Amen.
I won't be satisfied.
I will not.
To awaken his likeness.
Amen.
Pretty close now.
Right.
Getting pretty close here. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation.
Yes.
Waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Earnest.
For the creature was made subject not to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who have subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered
from
the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together We grown together.
Yeah.
We travel together. We're in this together. You're not by yourself in this.
My goodness.
You're never alone in this.
Amen.
You're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses.
Yes.
There's never a time, even when you think you're alone. You're not alone, brothers and sisters.
My.
You've got help all over. We got help falling all over the place. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of the body.
Yes.
You know, Brother Branham said he came this time to redeem them, or claim them that he's already redeemed. That's all he's done.
Yes.
Like I said, Brother John, even if it's going to get a piece of carpet, it's just God needs to meet somebody.
Yeah, that's it.
For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope?
Yeah, he's already seen.
But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it.
Amen.
Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Oh my gosh, Brother Moore. Everything I go through, my little things I go, I got help. I'm not in this just kind of, you don't have to struggle through this by yourself.
Right.
I've got the Word of God on my
side.
That's
right.
For we know not what we should pray for we as we ought, but the Spirit itself make an intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. For he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints, according to the will of God.
Amen.
Yep. Of course, we know the rest of it. I'll stop right there and let you have the rest. But God, I don't want to get started on that. I'll never finish after that.
Woo.
We're blessed. Just to say, he deserves the glory. Amen. He deserves the honor. He deserves all the praise that we could ever give him. I come in here for just a peace of mind. I come in here one more time, Lord. Just one more time. Just get away from this insane and crazy world. Just to remind us one more time of who we really are. I love this with all my heart.
Amen.
Let's squeeze in here before he says last one. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm just proud to be part of this, you know, and I just thank God for this place because it gives us all the answers.
Amen.
For everything that we go through. You know, God always gives us what we need, you know, and he's a multifaceted God. And, you know, I thank God that, you know, whatever, we're all going through different things, we're meeting different people, you know, but God always gives us what we need. And I wanted to sing Lord, I Need You Now, because that was just on my heart. You know, we just need him, you know, to speak to us today, you know. And then also too, I wanted to see if Ted could get prayer. He hurt his shoulders. He was loading a heavy bales of hay, and he's been hurting for a week or two, so I was wondering if we could you know, pray for him. We've been praying, but you know, sometimes you need God with a little flesh.
That's right.
Lord, I need you now.
Amen.
More than I ever have before. Lord, I need you today. Before I walk out the door, I don't want to leave this place the same way I came.
change.
Keep it going.
Lord, I need a change more than I ever have before. Lord, I need you today before I walk out the door. I don't want to leave the same way I came before I leave. Lord, I need a change. Before I leave, Lord, I need a change.
Sing it again.
Father, we come before you this morning because that's our heart's desire, is to be changed. Every time the word comes forth, we want to be changed. We want to look into the mirror of that word and come out looking a little more like you than we were when we came into the house. Straighten our ties, straighten our shirt, tuck us shirts in, make it, Lord, what you want it to be. Justice how you want to adjust us. Change us how you want to change us. That's what we need, Father. Lord, we come that to this house, the house of correction, for that very thing. Oh, sometimes you tell us you love us, but then you sometimes tell us we need to straighten some things up. But that too, again, is your love for us. And Lord, as we come together today, we come knowing that you're here, knowing that you're here and you're going to do that for us. Father, we bring Brother Ted before you. Request for his arm. Lord, he's pulled it and done something to it while he was working. Lord, he's trying to provide for his family. Satan, you're a liar. God's a healer. You said by your stripes we're healed. Lord, we ask you to touch him. Send a special touch to him, Father. Remove the pain. Remove the problem. Whatever it is, Father, move it out of the way so that he can be about your business. Lord, the different ones that ask for requests, Tina, Jamie, different ones, Trevor, Lord, ask you to send forth your word. Lord, the different ones that each one of us know that has a need, ask you to just move in those different cases, Lord. Some are dealing with death. Some are dealing with sickness. Some are dealing with losses, whether it's job or friends or family. But God, you move amongst us and spread your love out through us, Lord Jesus. Reach the world by reaching through us. Let us touch. Whatever we bind is bound. Whatever we loose is loosed. Lord, we thank you for this service. Thank you for the word that's come forth. Thank you for how you speak into our hearts and directing us. Move in this place today, Father. We need a change. Thank you for it all, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Jim, you got stuck in the mud, didn't you? See why I avoid Romans 8? Romans 8 is so full. But you know what? We're going to continue. I had some stuff, but I sat over there, and when Jim was going, I said, Lord, wherever he stops, I'll start. I said, if he goes through the whole chapter, I'll just go on. But if he don't finish the chapter, we don't want to just eat half the meal. And what verse did you land up on, Jim? You didn't finish at 28, did you? Oh, Lord. I thought you would. I said, you did, didn't you? I didn't know what verse you stopped at. I said, Lord, wherever he stops, that's where I'll start. I've been set up. Because, you know, this is my favorite chapter in the Bible. That's why when Jim said, I'm going to read, I said, just start it. He said, I don't know where to start. I said, verse 1. Because every verse is packed full. And the thing about Romans 8 that I love is when you finish reading Romans 8, you can't be condemned at all. Because it shows you that you come from God, like Jim was explaining to us, that you are a specific group of people chosen by God for God's purpose. That's why you are here today. You're here because God specifically picked you. He specifically come to you. He specifically pulled you out of the miry clay. He come to you knowing that you were going to love his word. I mean, it's just not, Jim already told you, God's got, it's already separated. It's for them that love God. You know that there's no condemnation to us. Because we are the them that love God. And we love God because he first loved us. We love him because we love his word. And God knew before the foundation of the world that you were going to want to know more about him. When you could have chosen 1,000 different churches to go to this morning, you chose to go to a church that will preach the word of God. We don't have all the signs and all the wonders and all the miracles and all the stained glass and all the choirs and all the bishops and elders and popes. We don't have all that, but one thing we do have is the word of God, and that's the one thing that you come to church to get. So yes, it's not for everybody. Don't expect everybody to believe this. Don't expect everybody. You know how rare you are? Brother Branham said you're one in a million coming out of Egypt. out of 2 million that came out of Egypt, there were only two that was real. Doesn't matter how many people in this United States. God chose you, one out of a million. If we even looked at just the numbers that are here today, if you represent a million people today, you're one out of I don't know how many million. But here we sit. Here we stand. We're standing right there on the Word of God. When everybody else said it's wrong, you stood there and said it's right. When other people can't believe it, you can't help but to believe it. When your spouse don't get it, when your kids don't get it, when your neighbors don't get it, when your denominational brothers don't get it, you still stand there and say, but I know it's the truth. Oh my. Woo. It takes a special group of people. It takes a special group of people to be able to say that this is the right thing. All to know what we know. To see that there's no condemnation now. That the devil can't stop me. The devil can't slow me down. The devil can't take it away. Oh my. To them that love God. What made God love you is that you love God. What makes you love God is because God loves you. It's a love affair. It's not a one-sided thing. He's not the one that just loves us. He loved us first. But when we heard about his message, when we heard about his word, when we heard what the word was calling to us about, we fell in love with him. And there is therefore now, not gonna be, not someday. The devil can't hold nothing over your head now. No condemnation. God doesn't condemn. God convicts. He convicts me every service. He talks me every service. He tells me I can move up every service, but he never convicts me. He never condemns me. He never puts me in a position where I feel like there's no hope. I always have hope. I always have answers. I've always got a way out. I've always got an answer to everything the devil throws at me. There is no condemnation to me because I am in, not around. I'm in Christ Jesus. I'm born not of the flesh now, but I'm born of the Spirit. I don't walk after this flesh. I don't pay attention to this flesh. I'm looking at the Word of God and I'm walking after that. I'm walking after the promises that God gave me. Only that I can see this. You're sitting there, you think, I see this clearly. I understand it clearly. What makes you keep coming back? What makes you keep saying it's right? When your family don't even believe it's right. What makes you take a stand when nobody else is taking a stand? There's something on the inside of you. There's something within you to hold it the reins. When it got the reins, that means I'm going to tell you where to go. I'm going to tell you when to stop. I'm going to tell you when to start. I'm going to tell you when to turn right and turn left. That's the kind of God I serve. I'm not groping around here trying to figure this thing out. I know what it is. And we know. I'm not guessing about this thing. I'm not trying to figure it out this thing. You know what? When I run across preachers, I'm not trying to figure out whether I have it right. I know I got it right. I know this is the truth. And if I do hear a preacher, I got to find out what's he talking about. Because what he's got better fit with mine. Because I know I'm right. Like Brother Children said, you're going to come this way or you're not going. You're going to go by the way of the revelation there or you're not going. And you're not going to sit in this church without a revelation. Amen. You must know for yourself. You got to have this for yourself. You got to get a new birth for yourself. You got to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ for yourself. Because preachers will let you down. Churches will let you down. People will let you down. But the Word of God will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, I've had preachers let me down left and right. Had them walk away from me. Had them tell me we're going a different way. Had them tell me we don't need you no more. We got something better. Go ahead with your better. I know what I know. I know when I'm here, the Son of Man is here. I know when I'm walking the earth, the Son of Man is walking the earth. And for you to walk away from me is to walk away from God. You've got to be that sure. Because the person on your left or the person on your right may not be that sure. The person on your left, I've had many people on my left. I've had many people on my right. And they fell this way. They fell that way. They stopped believing. I just kept on walking. Told me we're following a man. I'm not talking about Brother Branham. They said we were following a man and Brother Childers. And I said, you got to speak for yourself. I ain't following Brother Childers. I'm following Jesus Christ. I just found Jesus Christ and Brother Childers. And if Brother Childers is walking the same direction Jesus Christ is going, and I'm following Jesus Christ, I got to follow him. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Can't help. You can't even follow Christ without finding a man to follow. You can't even follow Christ until you find him in a man. Amen. You better find you. Brother Brent said, find your man, bringing it word upon word. Amen. Find somebody that knows what you're talking about. Yeah. Find somebody that knows what it is. Yeah. Find somebody that can stand up and answer any question that's thrown at them. Oh, go on after your singers. They don't like our singers? That's all right. Go on after your singers. After they finish singing, what are they going to say? Are they going to lead you eternal life? Do they know? Do they really know? Or are they guessing at this thing? See, I'm not guessing at this revelation. I know what it is. I know what this thing is. And I've known what it was for a long time. You got to know this for yourself. You got to get this for yourself. When your spouse don't get it, you got to get it. When your kids stop coming, you got to get it. When your family stops believing in you, you got to believe in it for yourself. This is a personal relationship with you and Jesus Christ. And we know. We know what it is.
Amen.
And we know that all things. Oh. Not some, not part, but all things. When you start whining and you start acting like God forgot you and you feel like it's too hard or you can't push no more, I can't go no more. Oh, you're not looking at it right. You need to open your eyes. You need to recognize that all things, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether you're up, whether you're down, it all works. But see, the thing is, everybody likes the first part of that. They all like that. All things work together for good. That's like, have a blessed day. But how are you going to have a blessed day without Christ? See, get in there and put the rest of it in there. Have a blessed day in the Lord. All things. People say, all things work. All things work together for good. Yeah, but see, there's a little requirement. There's a requirement in there that makes a difference between us and the rest of the world. All things work together for the good. Oh, hallelujah. Don't stop. Keep reading. Like Brother Shooter says, say all that the Bible says. Keep reading. All things work together for the good to them that love God. You mean I gotta love God?
Oh, yeah.
If you don't love God, it ain't working for your good.
Amen.
I mean, look at Egypt. Look at Moses. Look at the children of Israel.
Yeah.
God was working that place over.
Yeah.
Well, the children of Israel got blessed. Well, Pharaoh didn't. It wasn't working together for his good. His soldiers, it wasn't working together for their good. The firstborn of every family that didn't have the token over their door, it didn't work together for their good. But it was the same God. The same God that used the water to save Noah was the same God to use the same water to destroy the rest of the world. It worked for Noah's good, but it didn't work for the rest of the world. So it ain't so good for you to just say all things. You better find out whether you love God. You better find out if you're the called. Because everybody's not called. Everybody's not chosen. Everybody's not belonging to God. That's why you can't go to the church of your choice. You better find you a church that got the Holy Ghost walking these aisles. Don't go just because it's big numbers. So, oh, there's a lot of people here. Oh, there's a lot of people at the that downtown at the convention center. Don't mean God's there. A lot of people at the Coliseum don't mean God's there. You better find where the Word is. And where the Word is, you got to fall in love with that Word. And then when that Word comes across your path, that's what proves that you have all things. You got to be called according to His purpose. Now, see, a lot of people are called. They're called, but they're not called according to His purpose.
Right.
A lot of people called by their own purposes. Right. They go to seminary. They go to they build churches. They start churches. They go to denominations. They start all these denominations. That God didn't do that.
No.
That wasn't His purpose.
No.
He wasn't trying to build churches. He wasn't trying to start denominations. And everybody gets in denomination and they get settled and they feel like this is safe. You're not safe in denominations.
No.
You're not called according to the purpose of God sitting in a denomination. You have to follow the Word. The bride will follow the Word, not a denomination.
Amen.
Why we're not a denomination? Because they're outside of God's perfect will.
Amen.
They were started by man. They were maintained by man. And they'll be held by man.
Amen.
Full of man's tradition and thinking.
Yes.
That's all they got.
Yes.
You say, well, I got a good Baptist church. It might be a good Baptist church, but it's outside of the will of God.
Amen.
God never started one denomination. Denomination started at 325 AD when Rome,
right.
The Catholic Church, she says she's the mother of all. She's right.
Amen.
She's the mother of every denomination.
Amen.
And her daughters are all these Protestants.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know. He said, what? Yes. And all of them are outside of God's purpose. Because God never started one of them. God ain't behind one of them. Oh, there's a lot of good people in denomination. There's a lot of good people out there in the church world. That's why the bride has to go out there and let them treat us nice. Because they're good people just caught in a bad system. So everything don't work together for everybody's good. You look around, everybody thinking, oh, all things work together for good. You know, if you're not following God's word, it doesn't include you. You might luck up and get something good. You might have a good day. You might get blessed a little bit. Hallelujah. But it ain't working for your good. Because the end of those things is death. You say, well, I believe this message, Brother Moore. You do? Yeah. Where are you?
Amen.
I like Jay said that proof's in the pudding. But what Jay said Wednesday, the taste, the proof of the pudding is in the taste.
Amen.
So, you know, it's not even just in the pudding. You got to taste it. You got to taste this word. You got to take this thing in. You got to become one with it. You can't get saved at home.
Come on.
You say you can't? No.
Amen.
Breaks the word of God.
Right. Right.
You say, well, I can't go. I know God knows, you know, God knows if you can go to church or not.
Right.
Even if I can't find a message church. You know, every once in a while, I would go in some church.
Right.
I'd go to the closest thing that I could find. Get you a sandwich, get you some chips. You know, between meals, I'll grab a bag of chips. Shouldn't. It's not good for you. It's not healthy. But it'll kill the appetite for a minute. So if I can't get to where I can get the meat of the word out, get me a little snack. Because you know what? It's the word of God. He said, forsake not to assemble yourselves together. He did not say, get on the internet. He did not say, stay at home. He did not say, get in your prayer closet. If you're healthy, strong, get out of the house and get in the house of God. Because that's the word of God. Some people thank God for COVID. Hallelujah. They get to stay home. Some people went home with COVID and never came back. At work, Jeremiah said, same way at work. They went home with COVID and never came back. People are messed up spiritually, naturally, lazy, and they're lazy. Did I say they're lazy? But God's word, see, that's going to show you whether you love God or not. You're going to hear the word of God. If things are going to work together for your good, it's because you are following the word of God, not just because you carry a Bible, not because you just read a Bible. It's doers of the word, not hearers only. Everybody can hear it, but everybody ain't doing it. Oh, you say, I love this message. No, you don't. Oh, I believe this message. No, you don't. I'm a part of this message. No, you're not. I'm part of your church. No, you're not. Oh, that's in Romans 8. That's why I don't go in Romans 8. I try to spare y'all Romans 8. But you must be called according to his purpose. What is God's purpose? That's a good question. What is God's purpose? His purpose is his word. If your life doesn't match the word of God, then you're not called according to God's purpose. You might go to church. You might think you're a Christian. You might act holy. But if your life don't line up with the word of God, then you aren't going nowhere and you're not called according to his purpose. Amen. When I look at my life, I should be able to see the word of God there. When you look at your life, you should be able to see the word of God there. And your life should match the word. The word says, gather yourselves together. Your life should match that. The word says, repent and be baptized. Your life should match that. That's how easy it is. So I look into the word. That's what Jesus said, dude. Search the scriptures. Amen. He says, in them you think. I'm glad he said you think. Because they had the scriptures. They had the scrolls. They just didn't know what to do with it. And some of y'all got your Bible, but don't know what to do with it. Some of you got the message books and don't know what to do with it. Come and let me tell you what to do with those books. People read themselves right out of the word of God and following the message. Well, I got the message books. I don't need to do this. I got the prophet. I believe. No, you need to get in the house. Amen. You need to be a part of a living, moving body. You need to be in here so that when God rebukes, you can say, Lord, I'm guilty. Amen. You need to be in here so when God says, I want this, you can say, Lord, I'll give it to you. Yes. Well, you can need to be in here where God can look you eye to eye. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. Amen. Isn't that right, Brother John? Amen. Brother John. Brother John didn't have a job. And I'm going to tell on you now. I can tell on you now. I didn't tell you then. It's a good thing now, John. It's good. It's all good. John didn't have a job. God was rebuking the socks off of him. So much so he stopped coming to church a little bit. He was trying to dodge in and out. Then he'd get out before I got through at the service. So he didn't have to. Because every time he'd come by, I said, you got a job yet? You got a job yet? You got a job yet? And I wasn't going to quit. We don't believe in being lazy around here. We don't believe in not working. If you're healthy, you should be working. So I got a job yet? I should got a job yet?
Yes.
Oh, I've applied. Got a job yet? Well, I've applied last week. Put another application in. Got a job yet? No. Well, I got an interview. He told me I got an interview next Tuesday. Okay. Not seen when. Got a job yet? See, that's God in skin.
Yeah.
That's what people don't want. They can't turn that off.
Oh, yeah.
You can't unplug that. You can't get away from that. God will get on you and he'll stay on you. He'll ride you like a horse.
Yeah.
And I don't get any talking about, it's not just job.
No.
Why's your house a wreck? Why's your house a wreck? I was over there last week and your grass wouldn't cut. I was over there last week and you had... Where you been? I ain't seen you in a while. I had somebody come up. We were visiting Jay in the hospital. And I won't mention his name. But he came up and gave me a, oh, my pastor. I said, why you call me your pastor when you don't come to church? See, people don't want the word made flesh. They want the Bible so they can close it when they get tired of reading it. They want to skip over so they can read the good scriptures. All things work together for good. Hallelujah. They want a tape so that when they get tired of it, they can turn it off. They want an internet so if they don't agree with it, they can disagree at home and nobody will know it. God's going right through those waves to your eyeballs. But see, now God's face to face. God's right in your mustache. You got to find out where God is. And if you don't put God in man, then you don't even recognize your day in this message. And if you don't recognize your day in this message, I mean you're not born again. Oh, don't tell me that. Get over there and read Romans 8. I like 28. I'm reading Romans 8 and 28 to you. I'm right. That's where I'm at. It only works together for good to them that love God and are the called according to his word. His word is his purpose. And if your life don't line up with his purpose, then you are not according to God's word. Part of God. It's everything. You say, well, you're spanking me. I need to. So I thought I liked Romans 8. I still love Romans 8 because my life matches the word. Going back up to the top, because a lot of people read Romans 8 and they'll think, oh, well, I got this problem, I got this problem. I ain't talking about your problem. Because remember, Jim told you and he read to you that we're not walking after the flesh. We're not keeping score. You know, when Jeremiah and I go golfing, he really don't keep score because I'm awful. It won't do no good to try to keep score. So we just go out there and knock the ball around and have a good time. But so God's not keeping score on those who are born again.
Amen.
He's not trying to measure up how good you are, how bad you are. What God's looking at is how much you match his word. His word. Your life should line up with the word. I'm not worrying about your problems, your shortcomings, your this and that and everything else that Satan tried to put on you. I'm saying, does your life match the word of God? And what is your life? Your life is not what you eat and drink. Your life is the word of God manifested for the hour that you're living in. Our message of the day is our life. Somebody asked last week, I think it was about the new name, the name written in there in the book. And I was like, no, it's not your natural name. Your name is the word of God. The part of the word that you're fulfilling. Jesus, did, when he was in there walking around here, he was living, moving, breathing the word of God. But he wasn't every part of the scripture of the Old Testament, not in manifestation, because some of it didn't apply to him. Pharaoh didn't apply to him. Cain didn't apply to him. But everything that applied to him, he lived. And everything that applied to us, we're not here to build an ark. We're not here to get people out of Egypt, not in the natural. We're not here to do all these things that's already been done. That part of scripture doesn't apply to us. But the part of the scripture that applies to us is the word of God for the hour that you're living in. The children have their hearts turned back. That's me. Son of man on the scene. That's me. us over in Revelation 10, taking a book and eating it. That's me.
Amen.
Prophesying again to the world. That's me. Amen. I am the living, moving word of God right in front of your very eyes.
Right.
Amen. So all things work together for my good. Because I'm the word of God. Check yourself out. Is your life worthy of the gospel is what Brother Branham asked. The answer should be yes. But check yourself. You might be fooling yourself. You check the word of God and check your life. You ain't doing nothing to further this gospel. Zero. How are you furthering the gospel at home? How are you pressing and moving this gospel forward by coming here and just sitting on a bench? How you further the gospel? What are you doing to do your work for the hour that you're living in? How does your life match the word of God? That's what you need to find a scripture. You got to find scripture because the word is the only thing that's eternal. And if you can find the scripture that matches your life, grab it, because that's your scripture.
Amen.
That's your life. Because you should do like Jesus did. Search the scriptures. These are they that testify of me. The word of God testify of me. That's why I know all things work together for my good. The word of God does that. We're called according to his purpose. What is his purpose? Redeeming of a bride. What is his purpose? All that God was, he poured into Christ. All that Christ was, he poured into the bride. And then he's going to take that bride who he gets preeminence in back home to him. That's the purpose of God.
Amen.
For whom he did foreknow. You got to be foreknown of God. See, a lot of people got predestination messed up. You can't have predestination without the foreknowledge of God.
Right.
You can't have predestination without first having the foreknowledge of God.
Right.
God's got to know you.
Amen.
Before he predestinates you.
Amen.
And you have to be predestinated to be born again.
Amen.
So if God didn't foreknow you and you weren't predestinated, then you'll never be born again.
Amen.
It doesn't work together for you. You got to be friends with him before, Brother Lockett.
Amen.
God's got to foreknow you. God's got to know before the foundation what you're going to do with the word.
Right.
And because ye are sons, because you love him, because you love the word, you love God because you love the word. That's the reason and that's why your family can't get you. They're like, well, can't you go to church? You got church right around the corner from your house. Go to church of your choice. They're closer. You can walk to your church. I pass a church. I was trying to think how many. I think at least one on my way to church every service. I'm in walking distance of a church. I could go there. Well, why don't you go there? I want to go where the word is. I want to have the word of God preached to me. That's what I want. That's my goal. And God knew that. He knew that when he saw me from before the foundation of the world. He knew when the word came my way, I was going to say, that is nothing but the truth. That's foreknowledge. God's foreknowledge means he foreknows. Foreknows. He foreknows your decisions. He foreknows your answers. He foreknows all that you... You know, God helps us through situations because he already know you're going to get in it.
Amen.
That's why with every temptation, he makes a way out. Because he already knew you were going to be tempted. He already knew you were going to have a way out. So God built in his plan an exit for you.
Amen. Amen.
In every case. So how are you going to have a bad day at work? How are you going to have a bad day, period? If you're having a bad morning, that's okay. Until you realize, wait a minute. That's the devil. Wait a minute. I'm a son of God.
Amen.
Wait a minute. He promised me that that he was going to make a way out.
Right.
Let me just stop whining and look around, because there's a door in here for me.
Right.
There's a way out of this situation. There's a way out of this problem. There's a way out of this pain. There's a way out of this sickness. There's a way out of this depression. There's a way out of anything. My boss, my family, my friends, there's a way out of all of it. Because he promised me he was going to make a door there. God didn't build a house and didn't put a door in. But you got to look for it. That's where your faith comes in. Faith isn't seeing the door. Faith is believing it's going to be there.
Yes.
People want to wait till they see the door. No, when you're in the middle of your trouble, in the middle of your trial, in the middle of your depression, in the middle of your mind trying to go crazy, you got to put the brakes on and say, wait a minute. I don't have, what did Brother Jill say? I'm praying to God, I never lose my mind. I never lose my right mind. And he didn't. You got to look for the door. He said it's going to be there, but you got to look for it. Because you got to look. You say, oh, Lord, I'm in the middle of something, but I'm the called according to your purpose. My life is your life. I'm walking in the world, will and the word of God. And Lord, I need a door. I don't know where it is, Lord, but I need a door. I don't know where it's going to come from, but I need a door. I got a situation under here and I need a door. Yeah, I made a mistake. No, I shouldn't have done that. I might be on my way to jail. But Lord, even on my way in the back of the police car, I'm going to say, Lord, I need a door. I messed up. I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have been in that situation. But Lord, even though I'm wrong, you're still right. Even though I'm messed up, you're still right. Even though I don't know how to make it work, you know how to make it work. And you're going to make a way out of it for me no matter what, because I am your son. That's what believers do. We stand on the word of God. We know it's for us. We know God's made a way for us. We know he's going to make an opening. And I don't care what you say. Oh, it's cancer. You know what? Cancer is just another thing that God has to make a way out of. Either you're going to heal me, Lord, or you're going to heal me. I'm not even afraid of cancer. I'm not afraid of sickness. I'm not afraid of disappointments. You say, my home's messed up. My husband's a mess. My wife's a mess. My kids are a mess. Don't worry about the mess. God's got an answer for even that. That's why I don't believe in divorce. Because I believe that as messy as your home might be, God still has a doorway to keep his word. I don't worry about what you think. I don't worry about what you say. I don't worry about how it looks to you. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. When you think your home is gone, God will raise it up out of the ashes. When you think your life's a wreck, God will raise it up out of the ashes. Yes. But you got to believe that. And the believers will believe that. That's what makes the difference between a believer and everybody else. Because we know that all things work together. We know that it's for our good. Lord, I am here to do thy will. I am trying to be a son. I am fought by the devil. He's trying to wreck my life. He's trying to give me a bad name. He's trying to destroy my home. But Lord, I am your son. I'm standing on the word of God, and I need you to get a way out for me. Then you'll start standing up. So wait a minute. That's just the devil. That's what Brother Childers said when Alice died in the congregation. Alice lay back there and died, and me and John were on both sides of her. And I'm saying, John, what do you want to do? And John said, well, I guess we need to call 911. I mean, we're having a conversation. She was gone that long. And we're having back there having a conversation, sitting on both sides of her. I'm like, well, John? He's like, well, I guess we should call 911. And Brother Childers looked back, and he thought she was sick. He said, I see Sister Alice back there. She must be sick. He just got up to preach. He said, let's pray. And I said to myself, I didn't even say it out loud. I said, pray for what? The woman's dead. And Brother Childers answered me from the pulpit.
Yeah, that was done.
I said, pray for what? Brother Childers said, that's just the devil trying to interrupt our service. Yeah. And I thought, oh. I see what I'm dealing with now. A lying devil trying to interrupt God. See, that's what you need to do in your life. It's a lying devil trying to interrupt the word and will of God. Don't let sickness hold you down. Don't let death hold you down. Don't let the doctor's word hold you down. Don't let your wife, your husband, your kids, your circumstances hold you down. It's just the devil trying to interrupt. And when Brother Childers asked me, I said, oh, I know how to pray now. Oh, we took hold of Alice. We prayed for Alice. And Alice laying like this.
I know.
And then she said, oh, surprise. I was so mad at her. I was so mad at her. I like, surprise. She didn't know she was dead.
She didn't know.
And then on the way out, they were taking her out, and we had her on both sides. She walked across the car. She said, oh, I hope the kids don't get what I caught. I'm like, they won't. But when you recognize it's just the devil, your home can be good. Your family can be good. Your life can be a life that you can love serving God. You don't have to be down and out. You don't have to be stuck on anything. You don't have to be dependent on. You say, oh, I'm stuck on cigarettes, or I'm stuck on drugs, I'm stuck on this, or I'm stuck on that. You don't have to be stuck on nothing.
Right.
Just say, God, it's a problem. God, it's a problem.
Yes.
I need to be a testimony. I need to do something about this. This is getting on my nerve. I don't even like it. You know, when you got a problem, you don't even like it. You got to understand, you don't do these things because you like it. It's just the devil trying to interrupt.
Amen.
And when you realize that, you're like, oh, I don't have to have it? Oh, no, you don't.
Amen.
You start standing on the word of God. You start looking to the word. You start listening to the promises. And you will have God just taking your life and changing it and moving it to the direction you want. You say, well, I'm scared. I'm nervous. I'm my mind. Now this, my that.
Believe
God's word.
Amen.
You got the greatest thing you have on the face of the earth.
Yes.
That's the word of God. When Satan tries to say you're crazy, say, Lord, he's a liar. He's trying to interrupt your program. And I want to keep my same mind. I need my sanity to be able to fulfill your will. I need my home to fulfill your will. I need my job to fulfill your will. It's not about money, not about dollars and cents, not about a career. It's about, God, why do you have me here?
Yes.
You have me here for a reason. I'm here to help somebody. I'm here to be a help to somebody.
Amen.
For whom he foreknew, he also did predestinate. He didn't predestinate everybody. Do you know God foreknew everybody?
Right.
But he didn't predestinate everybody. He only predestinated those that loved him. Everybody else is just out of luck. They're just like, okay, I know you're coming, but that ain't part of my purpose. Cain came, but it wasn't God's purpose. Judas came, but it wasn't God's purpose. And he only called Judas because he needed him. He only used him. And God uses everybody else. But you know what? He's only after us. For whom he did foreknow him, he also did predestinate to be conformed. You're going to be changed to the image.
Right.
To be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. Jesus is just the first one.
Right.
We look at Jesus like, wow, Jesus is way up here. He's like the it. He said, and he is the it. But so are you.
Right.
He was the firstborn. He wasn't the only born.
Amen. Right.
He's the firstborn of many brethren.
Amen.
Moreover, whom he did predestinate,
yes.
That's us.
Right.
Them he also called.
Right.
You come here because God called you. God pulled you from whatever hole you were in and brought you right to the fountain where the word is, when you didn't even know it existed. Isn't that funny how we're all here and none of us really knew about it? I'm not even talking about those who have been born and raised in this message. Some of us were born and raised in this message. but still didn't know. Sister Christy come from other churches. Still didn't know. But God called you and put you here. And then you get here and you're not sure. Christy wasn't sure when she got here. She's like, well, it's right around the corner from my house. I guess I better go. And she started coming. And I know she thought, ooh, that's different. And she looked around and she saw someone and thinking, ooh, that's different. But I like it. And then she looked at, and then something else, I'm like, I ain't never heard it like that, but that's different, but makes sense. Ties with the rest. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, she's like, hey! I'm glad I'm one of them. That's the way it works. When you get around the Word of God. But see, you were called by God to come to this place right here. Right. Not anywhere else in the world. You are ordained by God to be called here. Right. You say, what's so special about this place? We got the Word of God. Right. Is this the only place it is? No. But it's the place for me. See, God's going to bring you to the place. Everybody in here's got good spouses. But everybody ain't got my spouse. Everybody got good churches. But this is my church. Amen. This is what I've been groomed for. I've been shaped for. My very taste and desire is for 1744 Superior Avenue. I don't even look anywhere else. You know, when you got something good, you don't even have to look nowhere else. Why would you look when you got the best? When you got the best steak, why go to a cheap restaurant, Jeremiah?
Amen.
You don't have to worry about it. If your wife cooks better, I know when John got married, St. John and I, we used to live together when we were both single. And our dinners consisted of banquet chicken. That's a frozen chicken in a box, for those of you who don't know. It's already pre-cooked. You just throw it in a microwave and dinner's ready. Banquet chicken, corn. Cream style, not cream style, but just the whole corn, the frozen corn. It was frozen. Same deal. Throw it in the microwave. Boom. Right after that chicken, boom. You got corn and chicken. And then we put some green beans, frozen green beans in there.
There you go.
That's a meal. That's the way we used to eat, didn't we, John? Huh? That's a good meal when you're single. Same way with those TV dinners. I guess they still make them. But if you ask John what he had last night, I'm not asking. John, this is the... John, what'd you have for dinner last night?
Well, Dawn makes this pasta dish, and she puts fresh spinach in it, and it has tomatoes in it, and she puts all these spices in it, and it's covered with cheese, and she bakes it. And she makes a delicious salad with all kinds of stuff in it.
That's iceberg lettuce. All that healthy lettuce.
That's enough. That's enough. Proves my point. I didn't hear no banquet. I didn't hear no frozen. Brother Lockett, I think it was cooked with some love. When you got the best, it's hard for me to get John to go out to eat with me. Because why go to a restaurant that's got all this poison when his wife cooks better than the restaurant? He said, where are you going with that? Why would you go anywhere else when you got the best food right here? I don't even look for a better church. I don't even look for somebody with deeper revelation. I don't even look. You know, I try to find somebody who's got a revelation. But it's not going to take away from mine. And like Brother Chilton said, if you find somebody's preaching any more than us, tell me about it. We'll go there. You know, we're good. We're good. We're satisfied here. But we are called by God to come to this specific location. Your taste buds fits this message. More from whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, that ain't even enough. Them he also, for whom he called, them he also justified. justified.
Yeah.
Never did do it. Brother Branham said true justification is that you never did do it. Do you realize when you come here and you get born again, all of your past sins have been wiped away? I don't care what hole you come out of. I don't care how bad you've been. I don't care what you've done. You've been justified. Justified means you never did do it in the first place. Brother Branham said, if you're looking, you say, oh, I saw your car at a bar last night, and I know that you were in there, but I'm going to forgive you for that. And you're like, what? Wait a minute. I was never there. So, justification, if I was there, you can forgive me. But true justification is I wasn't never there. It never happened. I'm not guilty. And do you realize that the seed of God are not guilty at all, ever, period? He took care of your past, your present, and your future sins. You cannot go to be judged on anything. That's why Brother Children says I can't live good enough to make it, and I can't live bad enough to miss it, because it's not about you in at all anymore.
Right.
You are the living, moving, justified Word of God.
Amen.
You say, I've got problems. We all have problems.
Right.
That's what cracks me up when people act like they don't have problems.
Amen.
I know we got one problem. It's a lying problem.
Amen.
You got another one. It's a self-righteous problem.
Right.
And you think you're better than somebody else. You have no idea. We're all on the same level. We're all short and come short of the glory of God. We all need to be justified by Jesus Christ himself. No other way. So he's got to call you. He's got to justify you. And justifying you means he brings you here. He cleans you up for service. He gets you ready. Brother Brown talked about that glass in the field. He said justification is picking up and saying, I want that glass. That's not even cleaning it up yet. That's just saying, I got good use for you.
Yeah.
And he'll pick that glass up. Then he'll sanctify it, take it home and wash it.
Right.
And after he washes it, then he puts it in service.
Yeah, right.
See, that's what happens as an individual. You come here because God called you.
Right.
And you come here and you get justified. You know, you're something God can use.
Right.
But then you got to get cleaned up. You got to get your sins washed away.
Yeah.
You got to be born again. And once you are born again, that's true cleaning up.
Yeah.
I mean, people have been called and justified and not been born again.
Amen.
Judas, he was called and justified. He was sanctified, but he never went to the upper room, never got a new birth, never was born again, never got God living inside of him. Do you realize when God is living inside of you, there is no condemnation to you? There is no sickness, no problems, no shortcomings. I don't care what you do.
Amen.
Message people don't like me saying that. They don't like that because they say, you just set people up so they can go out and live bad. No, I'm telling them what the scripture says. If you're going to live bad, you don't need the Bible to do that. Just go out and live bad. You don't need God to go live bad. You already got the devil.
Yeah.
I'm doing the best I can with what I've got to work with. And you're doing the best you can with what you got to work with. Can I do better? Yes. Do I press? Yes. Do I want it to be better? Yes. But don't hold it against me if I'm not what you think I should be. Because I am justified. I'm called. I'm all ready for the journey. God's already said I can go. He said I'm worth keeping.
Amen.
He justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. I'm so glad that it's a finished work.
Yes.
I'm so glad that it's not determined over whether I get over a habit or not. Because see, the devil always tries to pound you with your shortcomings. I think somebody said, and that was Jim said, I took the cookie. And the next day I took it again. And God told me that day, don't take that cookie.
Don't do it.
Next day I took it again. Well, the devil will tell you, you don't have it. But I'm sorry, devil. Because he's already got to finish working here.
Amen.
He's still working on the house. He's still working on my spirit. But if he comes today, I'm going.
Amen.
If he comes while I'm in the cookie jar, I'm going. If I take the cookie and lie about it, I'm going. If I take all the cookies and lie about all of them, I'm still going. But if I don't take no cookies, I'm still going. If I am honest and say, you know, I really want these cookies, it's just eating at me, you better get them out of my face. Because if I don't, you know, I bought some candy bars. I tell myself all the time I'm buying it for the grands. I may be lying to myself. Well, these candy bars get in the way of me and where I'm going. And I have a problem with just leaving them alone. But it doesn't matter whether I take them or not.
Right.
It's paid for. It doesn't matter how much I'm tempted, whether I'm tempted or not.
Right.
It's paid for.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether I live the best or live the worst.
Right.
It's paid for.
Amen.
And that's what people don't want you to know. And I'm not telling you to go live bad. You live good. Please live good.
Yeah.
There, I said it.
Yeah.
But what if you don't?
Right.
Like Brother Tudor said, I got another message for you then.
Right.
If you do the right thing, I got one message
yeah,
for you.
Yeah.
If you do the wrong thing, I got a message. I will beat you all the way home and tell you don't take those cookies. Don't do it. I'm going to do it all the way home. But we're going home.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the difference between my message and the message people message.
That's right.
Because what the message people will tell you is if you take the cookie, you never had it, you ain't going, God doesn't love you, and you're hell bound. And you're going to the great white. I'm not going to the great white throne judgment because I don't have anything on me that sin can stick to.
Right. Right.
The only place God places sin is on the soul. And I have nothing on my soul but the Word of God.
Amen.
Because your soul will either receive the Word of God or reject it. Receive or reject it. Has yours received the Word?
Amen.
Amen.
Then that's God.
Right.
God will not impute sin unto himself.
Amen.
It's impossible for God to impute sin to himself. Either he paid it all, or he didn't. And as much as they don't want me to say it, I got to tell you the truth. I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, you should live good. Yes, you should clean your life up. Yes, you sisters should wear a dress. No, you shouldn't cut your hair. Yes, you brothers shouldn't wear shorts. Yes, you should take and get a job. Yes, all the things that Brother Bradham said, I believe.
Yes, right.
But what if I don't do it?
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
See, that's where mess people throw you out. Oh, I may not be a big time prayer. Oh, I may not be able to fast and do all these things. Those candy bars get in the way. I may not be able to do all those things. But he said I could go. He paid the price. He called me. He justified me. He glorified me. Do you know you're already glorified? Oh, it's not manifested right now. But the same one that saw you and foreknew you, the same one that called you, the same one that justified you, is the same one at the same time glorified you. You are just as glorified as you'll ever be in the mind of God. All we're waiting for is the manifestation of my glorification. And when I get my glorification, you don't have to worry about me at all. All my problems will be gone. All my flesh and spirit issues will be gone. All the things that you hate about me will be gone. Matter of fact, you'll love me.
Yeah.
You'll love me from head to toe. You'll love me from inside out. You'll love everything about me because it'll all be God.
Amen.
Amen.
But until then, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on until the day my eyes behold that city. Until the day God calls me home. That's true justification. Amen. That's true sanctification. Amen. That's true baptism of the Holy Ghost. All that he's called, he's justified. All that he's justified, he's glorified.
Amen.
It's a finished work. He's not trying to get me good enough. I'm already good enough. Because he moved in there. Because he lives. I'll work on this house. I'll work on this spirit. I'll be the first one in line. You say you need to get rid of that. I'd be the first one to say, amen. Amen. And when God says it's done, it's done. But until then, I'm just going to keep marching because the word of God tells me to keep marching. He said it'll make a way out, so I'm going to keep walking, looking for that way out. In my smoking state, and I've got smoking habits, and I can't put those cigarettes down, and I've used the patch, and I've used two patches, and I've put patches all around my neck, and I put a rope around me and told myself I'm never going to smoke another one. But then I go, devil says you don't have it. Devil says, you gonna walk, you and I gonna walk together. Yeah. But see, greater is he that's in you.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about that's gonna go overcome all your problems. Right. I'm saying greater is he that's in you because that's God.
That's
than he is in the world. You will have tribulation.
Yes.
In this world, you will have tribulation.
Yes.
But greater is he.
Yes.
Greater is he.
Yes.
Greater is he. Yes. It's God himself in there.
Right.
And that God in there is just waiting for the day that theophany comes and waiting for the day that glorified body comes. Says, he's like, when one of these days I'm going to ditch you.
Yes.
That's what I tell my flesh. One of these days I'm going to ditch you.
Yes.
Get rid of that nasty old thing. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, he also called, and whom he called, he also justified, and whom he justified, then he also glorified. It's finished work. Oh, Lord, maybe I shouldn't read the rest of these. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, what you gonna do? I don't like you. So what? I won't fellowship with you. So what? You're going to the great white throne judgment to answer for everything. So what? What you going to do about it? If I don't live good enough for you, what you going to do about it? If I live real good, what you going to do about it? It don't have nothing to do with you. People think it, you know, people don't, they don't realize that that is God in skin.
Amen.
Then when you walk away from me, you walk away from God. I question the God in you when you walk away from me.
Amen.
I do.
Amen.
Because God should recognize God. And if you don't know God enough to walk away from him, and brothers and sisters do that, we break up friendship over some little petty work. Well, brother said he's going to help me today, and he ain't come. Well, I'll never speak to him again. This sister said she was going to the knitting class. And she didn't show. I'll never offer that class again. They're just all devils. That's the way we think. Well, what are you going to say about these things? If God be for me, you can talk about me all you want. You can tell me I'm not going all you want. I know I'm going. I'm going to be the guy on the, I always said, I'm going to be the guy dancing on the marriage supper table. I'm going to mess up everybody's plates. I just sit down somewhere. Oh, I made it.
Amen.
I ain't going to have time. It's just, oh my goodness. No. If God be for us, what are you going to say about these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? In other words, I don't care what you think about me. You might not even, you know, they think, the preachers think, oh, y'all don't have it. I don't care about what they think. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Now look at that. You think you're going to come here and not go through something? You're going to have some tribulation. You're going to have some tests. You're going to have some tests that you're going to pass. You're going to have some tests that you're not going to pass. But the thing is, if you know who you are, whether you pass the test or not, you already got a glorified body waiting on you in the future. So, spare not his own son, but delivering up for us all. How should he not with him also freely give us all things? He gives us everything we need. You didn't have to pay for this. You didn't have to figure it out. God said he had to restore the word at the end time because nobody knew what it was. He sent the prophet. The prophet did everything he was supposed to do. And the prophet threw his hands up and said, I don't know what to do now. That's what Brother Peterson was reading last Sunday. Brother Branham was telling his wife, I don't know what to do. Where to go? What's next? And then God said, it's my time. God come down himself. And he took this word that was restored and he started walking the aisles. And he started revealing it to these people here, there, calling them in. And they come and they hear the word and like, that is nothing but the truth. And it's revealing, revealing, revealing. He's done all these things, not you. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who's going to do it? I'm never coming to your church again. That's not me separating from Christ. That's you separating from Christ. Shall tribulation, your troubles, your trials, your problems, your shortcomings, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. You say, those are going to happen to the children of God? Yes. You think just because you're born again that God's going to, hallelujah, save you from everything. No, that's when you better roll your sleeves up, bud, because you're getting ready to get into the mud. Fight doesn't even start until now. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Do you know how sheep are for the slaughter? They ain't fighting it. We fight it. We go through something, we want to kick God and ask God, why? Why me? Why do I have to go through this? Why? No. Sheep just were right up there. I've been to a sheep shearing before, and it's amazing how docile. I mean, they have big feet, big kick. They can kick and hurt. They just lay right over. They roll them over. They shear one side, roll them over, shear the other side, go up the back of the neck, and leave them butt naked. You ought to see them when they look real big until after they get the wolf sheared off them. And they're like, and they ain't say nothing. They didn't bite. They didn't kick. They didn't scratch. If you get kicked, it's an accident while you're rolling them. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors. Not just conquerors. More than conquerors through him that loved us. You're not just an overcomer. You're more than an overcomer. You're more than a conqueror. We can do this. People, you got to realize, God already saw you finish this. So why are you struggling? Why are you trying to put up a front like you got it together when you don't? When you got it all right and you don't. God already see all that. Just be yourself. If you're short, you're short. If you need help, you need help. There's nothing that anybody gets up and testifies to. Somebody in his church ain't already done. At least one. When somebody gets up and they say, oh, I was reading this scripture, I was reading this quote, and I was reading this, and it just sort of got on my, I just need to talk about it because it's bugging me. And somebody like, yeah, I already did that. So you're not going to put on any, you're not going to put on any fronts here. The Holy Ghost is here in the whole body. Discernment is in the entire body. I'm not worried about one man discerning me. This whole body does. This body discerns. The word is in the body. And when you get up and you test, as this says, test a lie. I don't have to get up and tell everybody that you did. The body's like, the body start praying for you. You know, I always talk about that ugly baby. And when those old sisters of the church see an ugly baby, they don't know whether it's a male or female. Say, bless it. Bless it, Lord. When you get up and start testifying and everybody know you ain't where you trying to act like you at. Everybody knows it. We just put our head down and say, bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. And in your corner cheering you. Because we all look and we think we've been there. We tried to convince people that we were okay when we weren't. We tried to make ourselves something that, you know, everybody would be proud of when really we ain't done nothing. Well, you know why? We know the sound of it. And when you get up there with that hollow, 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 hollow sound, everybody's like, bless them, Lord. We're still in your corner. We want you to do the right thing. And we realize that eventually you'll settle down. Eventually, you'll get it. Eventually, the Holy Ghost is going to get a hold of you, and you'll realize that it's him and not you, and you'll stop testifying, and you'll start testifying, because God's going to be talking out through you. That's what we all hope and pray for. That's why we're happy when a young person gets baptized. We know they're on the road. We're going the right way. You say, well, they might mess up. They might do this. They might not be this. Don't worry about that. They're walking in the Word as they see the Word. And as the more word they pick up, the more word they'll do. That's the same thing we've done. Okay. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. How are you going to condemn me? You didn't pay for my salvation. I don't owe you a thing.
Amen.
I don't know what's wrong with these Christians. They think you owe them. I don't owe them nothing. Their blood wasn't shed for me. And even if they shed their blood, it still wasn't good enough. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. If God needs to have some information about me, Jesus lets him know.
Yes. Amen.
And all he's going to do is tell him he's ready for the change. Amen. He's ready for the change. Yes. When you're ready, he's down there fulfilling your word. Yes. He's ready for the change. That's all going to come. That's all God's going to hear about me. Yes. He's perfect. He's perfect. He's perfect. He's perfect.
Amen.
You say, you got a problem? He's perfect. Amen. You got certain? He's perfect. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? None of those things. Jumping down here. For I am persuaded. I'm convinced. I am sure. I know for myself. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, whether I live or die. That's why cancer can't scare us. That's why sickness don't scare us. COVID didn't scare us. We just did what the smart thing was. People, you know, people are in ditching on every side. We're going through the greatest pandemic since 1900. And people are like, well, we never stopped church. Hallelujah. We never did any mask. We never did this. We never did that. Some things are common sense. I mean, I got a flu shot Friday. Oh, why'd you get a flu shot? Because winter's coming.
Amen.
And some things are common sense, but then people try to say, well, if you get any medicine, if you get a headache, don't take aspirin because God is a healer. Yeah, God's a healer, but until God gets here, I'm going to take the aspirin. He still got to do it.
Right.
Even with an aspirin.
Right.
Even with a flu shot.
Right. Amen.
Oh, we had people all over this place got COVID. I did. I got it worse than anybody. I'm so mad about that. I said, Lord, I'm the man up here telling everybody what to do, how to do it, and do the right thing. And I got COVID more than anybody in here.
Right.
That's so, you know, salty about that. Andrew's not here, so I can use that term. He told me not to use that. We sort of wore it out, me and Clarice. She said, Dad and Mom, y'all can't use salty anymore. So. But anyway, I got sicker than anybody. But nobody died. Thank God. And it ain't proof of anything other than the grace of God. It's not making us better than churches who lost people, because I know churches who did lose people. And it doesn't mean they're wrong and they're bad and we're right and we're good. No, I'm just using common sense. You know, when God tells us to do something, I do it. And I always said, if you're going to go to a doctor, then do what the doctor says. Okay, neither hide, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I love him. He loves me. It's a love affair. I'm not trying to prove nothing to nobody. I just am that I am by the grace of God. It's God's grace that sin is not applied to me anymore. It's God's grace that he called me. It's God's grace that all things work together for my good, because I am the called according to his purpose. If you can't rest on that, go back and read this chapter again. This is one of my favorite chapters in the book, and I don't even like going in here because it's hard to get out, huh, Jim? You get started in Romans 8, and it's just so much, every verse. And you can go into 9, you can go into 7. It's just, the Bible's just amazing to me. It's amazing. Read your Bible. It's full of good things, and it'll help you in your time of trouble. It'll give you answers when you don't have answers, and it'll give you hope when you don't seem to have any hope. Come on, musicians. God has blessed us in so many ways. He has given us this whole Bible, and all of it does work together. So you can title this message, since it's got the whole chapters, Romans chapter 8. Amen. Jim took the first half and I took the second half. Amen. But that chapter is packed. It's packed. And if you read it and you go back and read it again, you get more out of it. I got more out of it today than I had before, and I've read it a million times. But that's God's word for you. You'll never get to a point where you read all of God's word and it's done. And you, well, I got it all. You'll never get it all. Amen. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful this morning. So thankful for this word, for your Bible, for how it so instructs us and helps us in so many ways. It pushes us and pries us, and it works on us until we're moving things in the right direction, into your word's direction. And Lord, we're presenting you to this world one last time. Before you return to the Jews, you're allowing them to see you as you really are, veiled in human flesh. They don't like it. They think it's too much. They crucified Jesus the first time because he, being a man, made himself equal with God. And this bride in this hour that we're living in is making herself equal with God. And they don't like it still. Same spirit. But Lord, we're thankful that all things work together for our good. It's thankful that we know these things. Thankful that we're not tossed to and fro with everything that happens in this world. This world order is gone. This cosmos is gone. But now we're not dependent on that cosmos. We're depending on your word. Knowing that your word will take us through. Father, I ask you to bless this congregation. Continue to touch those that are sick and have a need. Shake Satan off of them. And let them hold to God's unchanging hand. And let us look to your word for everything that we have need of. We thank you for it all. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's sing, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. If we can find that. It's in the only belief. Amen. Don't forget to come back tonight. I think it's page 30. And I think it's the key of G. Nope, that's not it. 160? Thank you. 160. Don't forget to come back tonight. Remember the announcements. Thank you, Brother Jim, for yielding to God. My deacons are apt to preach, don't you think? They're apt to teach. Time is filled with swift transition. Not a woman who can stand. Just build your hopes on things eternal. Just hope to God's unchanged.